Secret Service aware of former ESPN host Jemele Hill's assassination tweet. By Dylan Gwynn on February 7, 2019. On Tuesday night, former ESPN host and current Atlantic writer Jemele Hill tweeted an assassination reference during President Trump's State of the Union address. On Wednesday, we found out the Secret Service is aware of Hill's tweet and stands by their obligation to investigate all threats related to our protectees. While the Secret Service is aware of the subject's comments, we cannot confirm or comment on the absence or existence of specific investigations. We can say, however, the Secret Service investigates all threats related to our protectees, the Secret Service told the Washington Examiner in an email. The trouble began when Hill responded to remarks from another Twitter user during the show too. According to the Examiner, that user had joked that liberal firebrand Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, should have shouted, "Whose man's is this?" during Tuesday night's State of the Union address. That phrase, in popular culture, has come to denote a boring person. "Nah, she gotta yell, get your hand out my pocket," Hill responded in a since-deleted tweet. Those words were shouted by someone in the audience of Manhattan's Audubon Ballroom where Malcolm X was giving his final address. While his security detail was distracted by the commotion, the divisive figure was shot by three members of the Nation of Islam, the organization in which he once held a prominent role. Hill has since apologized for the tweet. The incident is eerily reminiscent of the exchange that landed Hill in hot water in October of 2017. In that case as well, Hill was responding to Twitter users. Specifically, she was answering questions about how fans could protest the Dallas Cowboys and owner Jerry Jones for Jones's statement claiming that he would take action against any player who disrespected the flag or anthem. Hill told Cowboys fans they could most impact the franchise by going after the team's advertisers. ESPN suspended Hill for 2 weeks. It appears that Hill's bad habit of engaging in escalating Twitter debate that incriminates her has followed her into her next job. This is not the first time Hill has appeared in headlines alongside President Trump. In September of 2017, she tweeted that President Trump was a white supremacist. The Atlantic has not said whether they will suspend the former ESPN host for her comments. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.